Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet. Welcome to another Tadpog podcast, a weekly show. Well, it happens twice a week. It's not a weekly show.
Bi-weekly. Maybe.
Maybe. We're two old guys talk about old games. Dave, yes. Eventually has come.
I'm sorry, what?
Eventually has come.
Oh, eventually.
Eventually.
Because you said Dave eventually has
Dave
come.
Dave eventually will come.
It was really...
Believe me, if there's a phrase I've said so many times...
I was looking around the room, like, waiting for, like, someone to pop out.
But eventually, because we said, we'll get to it.
Eventually. Right.
So today, we have decided to do a suggestion from our iTunes 5-star review list.
Yeah, we love our iTunes 5-star reviews. That is how other people find the show. Because when they do a search in iTunes, Tyler, as you know, the shows with more 5-star reviews pop up. They pop up first.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to pop up first. So CNAPS gave us a 5-star review mentioning that we should talk about this game.
Monster Party.
Yes. For the Nintendo
Monster
Entertainment.
Party.
Yeah. Which I always want to call Monster Madness. I always want to call it Monster Madness.
That works. I mean, playing that game, that's a better title.
It is a game. And like, I don't get the games confused, but Monster Madness is a game that's based on, like, Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Oh.
But it's for the 360, I think.
Okay.
This is not for the 360.
Nope.
Who the fuck are you?
Well, Dave, I'm your bearded host, Tyler, and whenever I hear the title of this game, Monster Party, it reminds me of a story about me and you and our friend Josh.
At a monster races. Party. You remember that monster party we went to?
That's crazy.
Man, holy shit.
It's a party of monsters. Now, we were on the way to Albuquerque, New Mexico to go to a wedding.
For a wedding, yeah.
And we all piled into my SUV. And it was a 27-hour drive. I remember we couldn't really afford to stop at a hotel. We didn't have time to stop at a hotel.
No.
So we slept in shifts and drove all the way there.
In fact, the groom had to pay for our gas in order to make this happen. Otherwise, it wasn't going to happen.
It's like, no one's going to be at your wedding.
Yeah.
So on the way out there, of course, we need to stay awake and entertained.
Yeah.
So we watched on my little iPod video the entire third season of The Office.
Yes.
Twice.
All right.
And we listened to a book by Jim Norton.
Yes. I was hoping you were going to mention this. God, I love Jim Norton so much.
He is a really good comedian.
Oh, my God, I love Jim Norton.
He is my kind of comedian.
Yes, mine too. Chances are all the Donatellos listening would also love Jim Norton.
He is very open about his life experiences, his sexual life experiences, and he's pretty gross. And it's very, very funny.
Yes, it is.
I try to be candid and a little gross with my sexual stories at the beginning.
I don't pick up on that.
No? Oh, damn it.
Not really. Can you turn it up a little bit?
I can't even touch Jim Norton. It is just like the stories he has are unbelievable. And one of them we still make jokes about today listening to his audiobook that he reads, which is great. Uh-huh. It's just like 8 hours of him doing stand-up. But there's one he's talking about when he's a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
He and a neighbor kid would go under the porch and suck each other's dicks when they're like 10 years old.
Yeah.
And how they would do that would be one of them would shout, "Monster Rain." Uh-huh. So whoever shouted Monster Rain had to do the sucking. No,
I don't remember.
It was something like that. Like, but it was always like he would get mad when his friend would always go Monster Rain, and they had to go under, and he'd have to suck his dick under the porch.
So we do that.
So whenever we heard that, we were like, that's what we should call it.
That is a great game, is what we said. So somewhere in Texas, one of us said Monster Rain, and we never made it to that wedding. Everyone was too tired to continue on to New Mexico.
So that's, add that to your lexicon, Ted Pog listeners. Monster Rain. It's a good goof to pull on your bros.
Moral of the story, definitely read Jim Norton's book. Mm-hmm. Or actually listen to it, because it is funny.
A comedian who reads their own audiobook is always better than reading it, because you get all their inflections and it's like they're telling you the story.
100% agree. Guys, I am Dave. I am your bespectacled host. And I'm going to keep it short and sweet, because I want to talk about Monster Party. Mm. When I was a freshman in college, I was really trying to find myself, and I got laughed at a bunch of times because I would dress weirdly. I think the crowning achievement was an upper ear cartilage piercing that I got.
It blows my mind you had one of those.
It was really pretty awful. It blows my mind too, because I don't look like one of the guys that would wear that. There's nothing wrong with it. It looks good on some people, I think. It did not look good on me.
Your sense of style, I feel like, is more Mad Men-esque.
It's definitely, I like classic style. Like, I like something that, when I buy a Hanes t-shirt from Walmart, I want to know I could wear that 20 years down the road.
That's good. Okay, life pro tip, because I have this in all of my white t-shirts. I wear Degree. That is my deodorant of choice. It contains aluminum.
No, I can't do it.
Deodorants that have aluminum will turn white shirts, the armpits will have this sickening yellow circle around them.
Yeah, I can't. I can't do, I've got sensitive skin. There's a twofer. You learned two things about me today. So, like, I can't do deodorant with aluminum in it. Like, it just, looks like I threw a rock at a hornet's nest and just raised my arms over my head. I should maybe go to the doctor. I don't know.
So
that's it. All right. That's my shitty story this week. I had an upper ear cartilage piercing. I am scraping the bottom of the proverbial Tadpog intro story barrel. So we got to figure out another shtick when we open the show, because otherwise,
not a story. That's it. Otherwise, we're doing something that's going to get us divorced.
I mean, you're talking about a book. Your whole thing is a thing about a comedian doing another thing.
Yeah.
My whole thing is about a lame fact that I had an earring, which is pretty common. I guess if we were doing this show in like 1950, like, he's wearing an earring? Was he a sailor?
Well, then I guess we should talk about Monster Party.
I think we should.
Did you play anything new this week before we hit that off?
Oh, right. We do that.
Sometimes.
No, I haven't. I've been pretty busy this week, but I've been working on a bunch of stuff. While I've been working on it, Nikki's been playing Final Fantasy VII. Yeah. She's never played it. I'm pretty sure she overheard our conversation earlier about like a major spoiler in the game. So sorry about that, sweetie. Hopefully you weren't paying attention. But no, other than that, I haven't played anything. I added some things to my Steam wish list. But
nice.
But that's about it.
I played through more of Arkham City.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I like it. The game is fun, but I've seen so many people play it so many times that I couldn't get myself into it enough to keep playing it.
We'll give you a pass.
So
we'll give you a pass.
I put 6 or 7 hours into it, and it's just like,
you're not done yet? It's pretty short. Like, if you put 6 or 7 hours in, hang on for like 2 more hours, like, and you'll be done.
I enjoyed the Catwoman stuff. I'd never seen the Catwoman stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. You did say Arkham City. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of the first game.
Oh, yeah.
First game's like really short.
I beat Arkham Asylum in 2 settings.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just didn't really speak to me.
That's one of those games that I milked, man. Like, I played all like the challenge levels too, where it's just you fighting and you like have to string combos together and shit like that. Mm-hmm. For some reason, that game, I just like being Batman, I guess.
Yeah.
I just like being Batman. I'm going to go with that.
No, I mean, I certainly see where people would love it, and I love the first one, and I still enjoy this game. It's just, I guess, like hearing a song on the radio till you're sick of it, that by the time I got to it for me to play it, it was just, I'd been oversaturated with it.
I understand.
So
you're saying that Batman Arkham City is the Nicki Minaj of video games?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Verbatim, that is what I'm saying.
You know,
if anybody wants to contest that, then come challenge me.
I don't think she's the kind of person you want to put on blast. I don't think that that is wise decision.
Remember that Twitter war between Tadpog and Nicki Minaj? And then I started playing Been There, Dan That.
What is that?
It's a, I don't know. I remember it was on sale on Steam one day.
Oh, okay. So you bought it on Steam.
Yeah.
It wasn't like someone just gave you a black cartridge that said, what's the name of the game?
Been There, Dan That.
It's just white Helvetica on this black cartridge.
the man put his hoodie back up and just vanished in the night. But I tried playing it, and I thought it was like sort of a point-and-click adventure game.
Yeah.
But it looks like I started it, and I didn't know what the fuck was going on, like, at all. The animation is awful, but I think it's meant to be awful. And, like, I'm moving around this weird character, and then I click on something, and I'm hit with a huge wall of just crazy exposition. And it was just like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Immediately it was like, no, I'm not. If you're not going to tell me what this game is or how to play it or what I'm doing, it just hit me with a big thing like, oh, look, there's your friend Barry. He's been dead for a while. It's a good thing you got the marshmallows out of the toaster and then took them and put them on his hand so that you could then put him on the stick. And once he was on the stick, you put the stick in the ground and the lightning hit the stick and now he's an animated zombie, but he's all the way over there. It's just like, it was that.
I'm in.
It was that for a long time.
I'm going to play this.
You give it a shot. Like,
no. No, I don't. Because
I just immediately, I was so many other things. I don't understand this. Maybe I'll come back to it later. And then I started Bionic Commando Rearmed.
Oh, nice. I wanted to try that out. How is it?
It's what I've played of it so far. I'm about an hour into it. It's fun. It's frustrating that you can't jump.
Yeah.
You can only
use your arm.
Yeah. So it's a little like jarring trying to get used to that, but it was fun.
Have you killed Hitler yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Does that happen? Do you get to kill Hitler in this one?
Probably.
I hope so.
Probably.
I hope so. We should talk about that game for one of our other Shit Mondays. The original. We should talk about the original. Okay. Bionic Commando.
I'm down.
If someone gives us a 5-star review and requests
and asks for it. That's what's interesting to you.
It's going
to
be me. I haven't given us a 5-star yet. Maybe I should do that. I'll do that.
All right, but Monster Party. Monster Party.
Monster Party. You hear that?
Yeah, I was trying to think of some way to do like the Monster Mash as a train noise.
You do it.
Choo, choo, choo. Choo, choo, choo. There you go. Fuck it.
That's the monster train. Not to be confused with monster rain. I would have loved for when I said monster train for have Josh to run to the door. Did you guys say monster rain? No, Josh.
No, just calm down. Go build us a porch and then we'll talk monster rain.
My neighbors have a porch. They might be really freaked out.
Wouldn't your really old neighbors love to come outside to see three 30-year-olds just going to town under their porch?
Well, but together we have 90 years of penis experience. Old people really like it when, I've noticed this, old people really like it when you add up the experience that everyone has in a group and give it to them as a sum. Yeah, I hear that monster train. Okay, guys. Monster Party is a video game for the NES, or the NES, released in the US by 1989 by Bandai. It was and remains a relatively obscure platform game for the console, having a small following among some players. There's a lot of vague language going on in this Wikipedia entry.
Some people might remember this as a game.
Yeah, it's in quotes. The game both plays homage to and parodies horror pop culture, alternately featuring enemies and locations based on classic horror icons and parodic reinterpretations. Parodic? Is that how you say?
Parodic?
Parodic?
Parodic.
Tony?
It's
Nicole? Weird. Let us know. Please call in. In the 2000s, Tyler, the game became infamous in online gaming circles when prototype screenshots of a Japanese Famicom version known as Parody World, Monster Party, otherwise known as Parody Warudu, Mansuta Peitai.
That was good. That was good.
I just made it up. It began circulating, this footage. It was showing that the game was originally intended to be much darker and more morbid than the relatively lighthearted version that was ultimately released to American gamers. no version of the game was ever released in Japan. On May 26, 2011, a prototype of the canceled Japanese release was listed on Yahoo Japan auctions, closing at a very high price of, wow, 483,000 yen. That's approximately 6,000 in American dollars.
Mm.
So there you go.
It's out there somewhere.
I don't believe it. I don't. I really don't believe it. I looked on YouTube. Alan Applegate mentioned earlier when we were talking to him that there was a Japanese version. He was talking about this darker version. I went on YouTube and looked. I didn't see anything because I wanted to find something to put in the show notes. And honestly, I wanted to see the much darker version of this game, which is already kind of creepy for an NES game.
It unsettled me as a kid. It definitely did.
That was going to be my next question, if you played this game as a kid. Clearly you did.
My cousin, the girl that I would fight.
She beat you up and then you beat her up.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. She would, she had an NES. I didn't have an NES until I remember I had an NES and then a week later the SNES came out.
Uh-huh.
So I played my NES games at her house and at Jeff's house. Jeff of whatever episode fame that I mentioned earlier. I would go over to her house and we would play either this, Chippendale's Rescue Rangers, nice, or Tiny Toon Adventures.
So she owned Monster Party.
She owned, I don't know why.
Right.
There's no logical reason for her to have owned this game.
Why is she not recording with us? Why didn't we make this happen?
Oh, she didn't like it. I bet she tried it and then nope, this is just for Tyler.
That's fine. I just want to have her on the show so you guys can fight each other. I want that on the mics.
It was, we have a picture of it somewhere. It's a very dirty work moment. We're babies, and my mom is holding her and me, and it's her reaching over, and she bites the tip of my nose, and she bites it so hard, she comes back, and there's just blood pouring out of my nose, like the dirty work nose bitten off by a Saigon whore.
Yeah, that was Chris Farley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Underrated Norm Macdonald movie.
Uncut version is so good.
Really? I don't think I've ever seen it.
Because they cut it down to PG-13 and ruined all the
really good stuff about it. Oh, no, I've definitely seen the uncut version.
Okay, good. That's the good version.
Yeah, okay, so that's why everyone hates that movie, because I guess they saw the PG-13 version, because I think that movie is hilarious.
Yep. Yeah, the R version is so funny. I remember reading Artie Lang's book, and he was talking about it. He was like, Chevy Chase came to us and told us, the studio is going to try to make this PG-13. Don't let them. Everyone's going to hate it. And they couldn't convince the studio to not do it. They would only further production if they cut out stuff to make it PG-13.
Okay.
So, and then it came out and just fucking flopped.
No, I guess I've never seen the PG-13 version. I'm not going to. Unless we're going to do a Dirty Work podcast in which we compare and contrast the PG-13 and the R-rated versions of Dirty Work. I'm in.
Dirty Work cast, done.
Sign me up.
Get Mike Rowe on it. It's going to be great. But this game, I remember playing it, and it did scare me. It genuinely, turning it on. Of course, when you turn it on, it's already strange, because the opening
is a big grinning demon, pretty much.
Mm-hmm, and talking to a baseball player, a little kid baseball player named Mark.
I just mean the title screen.
Oh,
the title screen is just a big fucking demon.
Bloody Venus fly trap, and it's got pumpkins all around it. So you know, this is Halloween-y.
Halloween game.
All right.
But yeah. You're talking about Mark, the baseball player. He's heading home. He's heading home from a baseball game, and he sees a star fall out of the sky. And some of the best, I think, exposition in video game history. He sees the star, and it makes his eyes moist. This game. So already you know you're in for a treat.
Mm-hmm.
And the screenshot, the still, is of him looking at the star, and he's got the anime, watery eyes, when you see something awesome. It turns out that this falling star lands, right next to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what is it?
Is, of course, a bipedal demon of great power named Bert.
Kind of looks like a flamboyant Demon's Crest guy.
Firebrand. Jeez. He does. He looks like Firebrand.
Shame on me. Looks like a flamboyant Firebrand. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
And of course, Bert needs his help to help what?
His name is Bert.
Bert,
by the way.
Bert needs Mark's help to go to his world and vanquish all the monsters and save the princess.
I think he just says, "Come help me kill monsters."
Okay.
And it really bothers me that he picked Mark out of all people, out of all the people on planet motherfucking Earth that Bert could have gone to for help. Mm-hmm. He asks Mark. And it's like, it's lazy almost because Bert like just asks the first guy. The first guy he sees. He's like, hey, there's a bunch of monsters on my planet. You want to help?
Hello, little child. That looks like quite a powerful baseball bat.
Yeah, that's the other thing is Mark's got his bat, of course, from the game. Monsters do not know what bats are.
Nope.
Bert has no clue what this bat is. Clearly, it's a powerful weapon, like you said, Tyler. So, come on, Mark. Come on back to Planet Monster.
So, you, like, basically, they sort of meld together, Bert and Mark, and yeah. Then go to Monster World and start killing monsters.
It's an X-rated scene. Where they meld together. That is in the dark Japanese version.
But whenever you go there, you spend really the most of the game just trying to be Bert. Because Bert is so much better than Mark.
Being Bert is actually an achievement.
Because the baseball bat does very little damage, very little range. And of course, Bert can fly.
Yes.
Mark cannot. That makes a big difference in this game, and the maneuverability.
Bert can spit fire. Mm-hmm. He can spit hot fire. I got to give it to the baseball bat, though. You can get a lot of one-hit kills with the baseball bat because there's a lot of enemies that spit shit at you. And if you hit it back at them with the baseball bat, instant kill. So I like that. And I actually wish that the Super Star Wars series that we've played for this very podcast, I wish that they would have had a mechanic like that where you can not
deflect lasers. And
yeah, because you can in Super Star Wars, but in order to do it, you just have to have Luke like hold the lightsaber straight up. I wish it was more interactive like it is in Monster Party
where so you have to
swing at it and hit it. And also in Super Star Wars, it's like, I realize we're not talking about Super Star Wars, but it's like in Monster Party, you hit it back and it zaps the monster, mm-hmm. right? But in Super Star Wars, it's not necessarily gonna kill
do
the guy.
Anything.
Right. It's just like, it's
annoying. Oh, I guess Jedi can do this here. You can do this.
Right.
But as soon as you step out, it looks like it's a kind of a almost nice setting. Except for the first people you see look like KGB people that are on fire and throwing these lightning sticks at you.
Yeah.
And then there are people who look, they've been buried headfirst up to their waist with just legs kicking out in certain places. And
naked legs.
Naked legs.
Naked legs. It's like a pervert's paradise in here. It's like it's like some perverted gardener just went through and just planted people. Don't worry. Just the half you want.
So you go through, really the point is on every level, you have to defeat 2 to 3 bosses generally.
Bosses, question mark. I mean, just
beat these enemies.
Yeah.
And once collect you beat keys. All of them, you get a key, and that key unlocks the door for you to the next stage, which kind of sucks. The enemies respawn, and they're difficult. So if you miss a door or you die and you have to go back, it's pretty taxing. This is a very, very difficult game. I never got very far with it on it as a kid.
It is a pretty tough game. It is one of these games that I played this as a kid as well, and it was a lot harder for me as a kid than it was going back. And I've talked about this a little bit. I think it's bullshit when people say that they used to be better at video games mm-hmm. because it's like, I promise you weren't. I promise you weren't. It just seems like that because you had a lot more time to figure shit out.
Mm. Now I can totally see what that's.
I got true. Way further than I ever did. I never got past the first stage as a kid.
Yeah.
At least, I mean, come on. At least we got to 4.
Yeah, I think I might have gotten to like stage 3 like once maybe.
That's pretty... You were
as
pretty
a
good.
Kid. It's such a fucking hard
You were
game.
Like the wizards at the top, and then you were just right below
monster,
there. You were
just a
silver medal winner.
Why wasn't this game on the wizard? Why wasn't that one of the games they're playing to try to what's his name? The kid with the power gloves, like playing Monster Party at the power glove.
We really want to make video games mainstream. What should we put in this movie? How about the game where all the naked women are buried to their waist in the garden? All right, sounds good.
And the first boss you fight looks like a it's the guy from Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah,
shooting bubbles.
Audrey
at you.
Too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you knock bubble. It shoots bubbles at you, and you have to baseball out the bubbles back into it till it's dead.
The intro, actually, because what I really like is that all the bosses say something before you fight them. This is key.
Yeah.
This is key to this game because they always say something that's funny.
Yep.
always funny. It never fails. And it's really difficult because I don't know if it's in, like, some of them I can tell is intended to be funny, but others I'm not 100% sure that they are. Like, for instance, when you fight this giant eggplant that's Audrey 2-esque, the eggplant says, "Hello, baby," which is what Audrey 2 says in Little Shop of Horrors. So it's like, that's a nice little nod. But, and it's funny, but then there's also where you run across that boss that's a giant roly-poly. And he says, "My name is Royce," and then you fight.
Yep. The second boss apologizes for being dead. You walk in, and he's just already dead.
I love it.
"Sorry, I'm dead." And you just get the reward. You get the part of the key.
I love it.
You fight the pumpkin.
Pumpkin-headed ghost.
Head of the giant pumpkin, shoots little pumpkins at you, jumps around. Difficult, kind of. Basically, it's best to try and be Bert, and you can only be Bert when you find pills that turn you into Bert. Where defeating random enemies will either drop a heart to refill your health or
a pill
that turns you into a demon.
And then you can also get a question mark. That's the third power up they drop, which gives you points.
Yep.
And pisses you off because, from what I can tell, points do nothing.
Nope.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that these monsters all have pills. It's like a metaphor almost.
But of course, once you beat those first three bosses in the first stage, halfway through the first stage, when you cross in front of this giant,
it's like a
shrub cactar.
It's like a cactar hedge.
And then the world is turned on its head. Everything gets gruesome.
Yeah.
It goes from cutesy to bloody skulls
It's pretty dark, dude.
Hands reaching out of the ground to get you, and yeah, then it gets dark.
It's pretty, I mean, like, compared to Super Nintendo games, like, this game, like, pushes.
That's very true.
Some imagery. Like, I really do think, because, like, Nintendo, like, really cracked down and started censoring games, but somehow, I guess this was before they gave a shit. Because, I mean, there's, like I said, I think Nintendo would have censored out the legs coming out of the ground because there really is no indication that those legs are wearing pants.
Yeah, very true.
I mean, they censored out the butt cracks in Another World.
Yeah. And they're the dogs with, like, Uncle Fester heads.
Yeah, I like those.
Running around all over the place. The second level is a sewer.
Naturally.
And the sewer, I remember very vividly as a kid because the first boss that you fight in the sewer is a shrimp tempura.
Yeah, it's a trio. It's a trio of fried delights.
So you just walk in, the shrimp's like, "Here I come, baby," and it's just bouncing around, and you have to kill the shrimp, and then an onion ring comes out, and then what I assume are fried dumplings on a stick.
Yes, and there's like teleportation pods from the fly in the background.
Yeah.
I don't know why those are there. Maybe they're supposed to be deep fryers? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
And they actually, they say, do you mind if I kind of
please
give you a little theory here?
Please do.
What the fried shrimp tempura says is, "Look out, baby, here I come," which is a Temptations lyric. And they are fried Temptations.
Okay.
And the backdrop for this boss fight are arteries.
Yeah.
I really, really do think that there is, like, When I realized what he says is a Temptation lyric, I was like, that is definitely what this fight is about. This fight is definitely about fried foods clogging your arteries and avoiding the temptation.
This game is just like Parody World. Sure, it's just such a weird acid trip of a fucking game.
I'm not going to lie. I like games like, I like weird games. And the gameplay, I don't think it's very good in this game, but I still like it. Spoilers.
Because the graphics are solid.
Yeah, they look okay.
The control screen scheme is pretty solid. It's just,
it's tight.
The directions you can move and things like that just aren't very good against enemies who are completely freeform all over the place.
Yeah, that is true. It does seem like you're right. It seems like you're locked in to like a grid, and the enemies are not.
Yeah,
like, they can just
all
do
over the place.
Whatever they want, whenever they want.
There are several places where it's just like, you're going to get hit a lot. Let's see if you can do more damage than they do before it's over.
Yeah, there are parts of the game I feel like you have to have a lot of health.
You've got to farm those hearts.
Yes.
Let's see, there's the shrimp tempura. Do you think anything super memorable on that level?
You know what? That pretty much dwarfs everything, I think, in that level. I mean, there are two more bosses. I can't remember offhand what they are because they're not important because they're not fried. The rest are baked healthy options.
But after that, you go to a cave.
Yeah, stage three is a cave. You fight a minotaur.
Yeah, that moves every time you hit him, and he throws tiny cows. Tiny cows, yes, at you.
Tiny, very small cows.
You can use your bat to reflect those cows back, yes, at you him.
Just like Luke Skywalker did in Return of the Jedi.
See, after the minotaur in that level.
There's a bunch of weird bosses.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't feel like we don't have to tell.
Eight stages. Sometimes there's only one boss. Sometimes there's two. But
yeah. I don't feel like we can't spoil it all. We have to save some for the listeners.
I feel like the pyramid is where shit gets really crazy in world four.
It gets pretty weird.
Because in world four, then the bosses are...
You fight Sodom from mm-hmm. Final Fight.
Mm-hmm. He says, I am a slowpoke.
Yes, he does. So you fight him. You fight a mummy. He throws gauze at you.
Tells you his legs are asleep.
Man, I'm so glad you remember this dialogue. Like, that's really what this game is all about. It's this weird dialogue. And then there's another boss.
There's a cat. The cat that throws gremlins at
you. Yeah. My God. I don't know how they got away with this. Because, like, yeah, it's a giant cat. You walk in.
He's in a box.
Yeah. He's in a crate that should say Australia on it. You know? It's like that Looney Tunes crate where, like, the kangaroo comes out. What does he say when you enter? Meow, meow.
Meow, meow. Yeah. And then he looks like he gets angry.
Yeah.
And he throws what looks just like the gremlins who have been wet. The green gremlins.
The gremlins. Yeah.
Exactly.
They look exactly like the gremlins.
If that's the... Maybe it's not a... I mean, making it meow, meow makes you think it's a cat. It could be...
A mogwai?
Yeah. Maybe? A mogwai throwing gremlins at you.
I don't know.
It's a parody. Do not say meow.
But he throws... Yeah, they look like gremlins. Like... Maybe gremlins aren't licensed. I don't know. We should check into that. We can make a lot of money.
This game sounds like we're just making it up. It's so out there. You fight what you said. You fight Johnny Rotten at some point.
This
floating guy kind of playing guitar whose music notes hit you.
Yeah,
not sure what parody that's a part of in the horror genre.
Nope. Nope. And he's got what looks like a washing machine in the background. That's probably an amp. It's probably actually supposed to be an amp, but it's totally a washing machine.
You go to a forest level.
Yeah, there's a plesiosaur.
You
ducks his head up and down,
trying to knock you off platforms. Another weird boss, when you go in, it's like it looks like a forest tower, and they just says, hey, watch me dance.
Yes.
Zombies come out of the ground.
Yeah.
And it's like a 3-minute scene where you just watch them dance.
The music's pretty good, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I danced. I danced.
And then they go back down, you get that part of the key. That's it.
That's it. I think that's the only boss in the level.
Well, the wooden javelin guy.
Oh, that's right.
A giant wooden statue that throws javelins at you that you just knock back at him, like three of them.
Yeah.
And he's dead. That's it. End of level.
And that's it, right.
You go to the weird maze where you're inside a house where it's raining ice.
No, I think it's a... I think it's a ghost hailstorm.
Yeah.
Is what I think it is.
Okay.
I think it's which really, really hikes up your insurance in a haunted house. I mean, you can't. That's the first thing they check for when you buy a haunted house is whether or not it has ghost hail. This one had it in spades. It also had animated furniture a la Mickey Mousecapades.
Yeah, exactly. And pants.
It had pants. I am going to change my avatar on Twitter to an animated GIF of these pants because that's all they are, is a white pair of pants that run around the house.
There might have been the one boss where you had it looked like a big mass of flesh. You had to pick which one of these four parts of it to hit, and that was the only boss.
I thought that was kind of a cool boss
because
you only have to hit it once.
Which one's the right one? Right. Yeah, and then once it dies, then it's like the castle in Mario where you just go in and out of doors over and over and over again until you find the right one to exit.
Yeah. At this point, we're watching gameplay videos.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, no.
Because when we were watching this, I was like, no way I'm doing that maze.
Yep.
There is no way I'm doing that maze.
Because this game is so fucking hard. Like, it would have taken far more time than the week. I feel like we had to really to have played through it completely on our own.
Yeah.
It's a level of commitment and mastery because it is so, I can see it's totally doable.
Yeah, it's definitely doable. It's not one, it's not like Silver Surfer or something that where it's don't even bother.
Yeah.
This is definitely beatable. It's just a matter of how much time you want to put into it.
Yeah. After that, I think there's a tower where you're climbing up floor by floor.
Yep.
You fight death.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That you also fight Royce.
Royce. Yeah.
the giant roly poly.
He's in bed, right? He's in a bed. My name is Royce, and jumps out and rolls around to you.
Maybe
kill
he's
him.
Supposed to be a bed bug? Is that it? I don't know.
Japanese are very scared of bed bugs.
I'm scared of bed bugs. Are you kidding me? You can't get rid of those things.
Oh, man. Every hotel that I have to go to with my parents, the first three, just right out. We will not stay no matter what, the first three hotels. Because my parents always find bed bugs. Does not matter where we go. We walk in, they strip the sheets down, and then every time they'll see something, the first three hotels.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
Is this like a superstitious thing?
They're so scared of bed bugs. And then they will make them up in their heads that not this one. Every time. We have never pulled over and not found bed bugs in the first
really?
Few hotels.
That is never. Interesting. Like, and it's not just the rooms. Like, they'll leave the hotel go to a completely different hotel?
A completely different hotel.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now I know what to say the next time I see your parents. It's going to be like, lay down. Lay down on my bed.
It's a ladybug. Look it up. Look it up. It's a bed bug. So you fight death. Death was, for what looked like, no indication that you were hurting death. Right. It was over.
I guess that makes sense, but...
Top of the tower, then you're in some kind of cloud world, and that's when you have to fight, like, a dragon and a...
Totally the dragon from Ghosts and Goblins.
Yeah, and it basically just hones in on you and circles around you, hitting you, and you just have to try and kill it before it kills you.
Maybe that's a commentary on the difficulty of Ghosts and Goblins. I mean, I really think this game is smarter than anyone gives it credit.
You fight some kind of demon that throws yams at you, maybe?
I think they were KFC drumsticks.
Okay.
He doesn't say, taste my wrath. He says, let me show you my wrath. But it's something. He throws something. Are we talking about the same guy?
Something wrathful, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because you said it looked like he was throwing turds.
Turds, sweet potatoes, something like that. You don't want to see what I eat in the bathroom. It looks just like sweet potatoes.
Oh, man. I better check in on Tyler. See how Thanksgiving dinner's coming along.
There's so many sweet potatoes. And then, because all that's in that level are like stereotypical like witches.
Yeah. They drop sparklies on you.
Yeah.
The Big Dipper shoots stars at you.
Yep. And then once you get to the end, it's a giant face that tells you, if you beat me, I'll let you go.
Mm-hmm.
And look like a pretty easy fight, honestly, if you're Bert.
You got to be Bert. Bert is pretty much, you get a lot of pills in the cloud level.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, with the metaphor.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go any direction with that.
Heads in the cloud, got them.
Exactly. Keep your feet on the ground and your head in the clouds.
And once you kill that last face, then game's over. Yep. Bert is very thankful, gives Mark a gift.
Yep.
Mark goes home, opens the gift. A princess pops out.
A full-bodied princess. Mm-hmm.
Just rises, comically rises up out of this small chest.
It's almost like, I don't know, Dick Van Dyke and some dancing penguins should come out because it's pretty ridiculous. Who is that? Mary Poppins. Thank you.
I was trying
to dance around that for as long as I could. I was like, I don't think I could stall any longer. I've completely forgotten Mary Poppins' name. It's like Mary Poppins' bag if she had a princess in it.
Okay. All right.
A princess.
We don't know that she doesn't.
/ monster.
Because the princess immediately starts to rot and summons monsters.
Pretty creepy.
It makes Mark automatically rot.
It looks like he just saw the Ark of the Covenant.
Yep. And then he wakes up in bed. Oh, it was just a dream. But then Bert's at the door.
Bert comes to the door with a baseball bat looking menacing. Menacing as fuck. I don't know what to think about Bert anymore. I was when we were playing, I really wanted there to be like some kind of Bert turns on Mark dynamic at the end of the game. I was really pushing for that.
Yeah.
Like I was hoping there was going to be like spoilers, a Double Dragon moment where you have to spoilers from Double Dragon where you have to play as Mark and you have to beat Bert. I thought that would be cool.
That would've been the hardest boss as Bert.
Bert would have fucked your shit up.
Well, do you have any achievements for this game?
I do have some achievements for this game. You normally go first, so I think you should.
You may go first. Yeah. Okay. My first one, Gestapo me, Gestapo you.
Okay.
And that is, you kill one of the flaming police officers.
One of the SS officers?
Yeah, by hitting one of their lightning sticks back at them.
Okay. Totally doable. I like that.
The other one, supersize me. And that's when you defeat the trio of fried foods.
It's where you make up facts.
Yep. Just make up shit as you go.
Just whatever you want. And you make a lot of money for it. All right, sorry, I'm done.
And I am dead error.
Okay.
So that is where you get to the boss that's already dead. Okay. It feels like it's a mistake.
But it's not. It's not.
No, it's not. Intentional. It's just a good reprieve.
I've got two. I've got Everything Floats Down Here. And in order to unlock Everything Floats Down Here, you have to eat a pill that you find in the sewer level. Because we all know that's where you find the quality stuff, is in the sewer.
Just in the sewer.
The second achievement. You can tell, by the way, that I liked this game because I've got achievements prepared. Oh. I almost said pre-prepared.
Got them ready before I needed to get them ready.
Second achievement, Tyler, is called Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum. Mm. And in order to unlock Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum, you have to look out, baby, here I come, and defeat the three fried temptations.
Okay, it's good. It's good.
I'm telling you, the music lovers, the temptations lovers are gonna eat this episode up. That one person out there is really gonna like that achievement. I showed it to Nikki, she loved it.
Oh, there you go. That's all that matters. That's all I got. That's all I got from Monster Party.
Well, I've got a segment, remember. I wanna do this segment.
Okay.
It's a new segment. It's a new thing, Tyler. It's a little quiz. It's a little quiz that I like to call, how much is this game on Amazon? So Tyler, how much is this game on Amazon?
$2.50.
If this price is right, you wouldn't be disqualified because it is under, but not by much. Not by much at all. Double it. Double it and add 90 cents.
$5.99?
$5.90.
$5.90.
You said $2.50, right?
Yeah, I did.
$2.50, yeah, okay.
You're right.
Okay. All right.
$16.
I was like, where'd you get the 9 from? But for the low, low price of $5.90, you could own that. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good deal, I feel
for
like.
For a game that it's worth playing.
It is definitely worth playing. Yeah. That was the used price, and that was at the time of recording. Who knows when this comes out, how much it'll be. They also had a new copy. They had a copy that was listed as new for, I think, like $90. That one's probably not worth it. I would go for the used one.
Yep.
Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
I've had a lot of fun recording today.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I've
got a very important question for you. Mm-hmm. In fact, I have 10 very important questions for you because I have I have a quiz prepared for you.
Oh, shit.
I have a quiz prepared for you. Man, if we could just make this a quiz show, I would be down because I love quizzes. I love it when you give them.
We'll just get on Quiz Up and we'll just bring each other quiz up questions.
And record it. Oh, it's pure gold. And then we'll lie to everybody on the air and say, don't ever buy this Quiz Up app. I've heard it's awful, and it's also $19. All right, Tyler, I've got a quiz prepared for you.
Okay. All right.
The title of this quiz is Mark or Bert.
Okay.
So the answer to, I'm gonna read you a statement, and mm-hmm. what you're going to do is you're going to tell me who that person is.
Okay.
Here's a hint. It's either going to be a Mark or it's going to be a Bert.
A famous Bert or a famous Mark.
Question number one, Tyler. Played the bandit Bo Darville in Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, that is Bert. It's a Bert.
It is a Bert.
It is a Bert.
Gonna need the rest of that name.
Shit.
Judges, it's not Bert shit.
Not Bert shit. Bert, I can't remember his last name now.
It's Bert. It's a type of wrap. It's a type of kitchen wrap. Some kind of saran wrap.
Bert wrap.
It's
Bert saran. Bert.
Keep going. Go hand me that wrap. So I can put it over this casserole.
Aluminum foil wrap.
Reynolds.
It's Reynolds.
Reynolds wrap.
It was not going to come.
Oh, no. Okay.
It was not coming.
We could have just done that for 20 minutes. All right. That was pretty good. I would say you got it wrong, though. But you got the bird.
I knew
part
it was
right.
A bird.
Yes. So I don't know. I don't know how to score that. I haven't thought so much about this quiz. Question number two. Used the Force for the first time in 1977.
Mark Hamill.
Correct. That is a Mark. Mark Hamill.
He's Joker, yeah.
Yes. I should have known. You were just playing. Okay, number three, Tyler. Not Lou Ferrigno, not Eric Bana, and not Edward Norton.
It's Mark. He's my favorite Hulk.
I thought I was your favorite Hulk. Mark the Buffalo.
Mark Ruffalo.
Ah, okay. There we go. Number four. How you liking this quiz,
it's
by
good,
the way?
It's good.
I like this quiz a lot. I spent like 30 minutes on it. I spent like 30 minutes on it. All right. Number four, Tyler. I hope everyone's enjoying this. I hope everyone's playing at home as well. If you could, post on the Facebook page your score.
Be honest. We'll know.
and we'll give you a we'll assign you a personality based on how many dots. We'll tell you if you're a Mark or you're a Bert. Spoiler, you have to get a perfect to get a Bert. Number four, Tyler, slid down the bat pole next to Adam West in 1966.
That is also a Bert.
That is a Bert. You're right. You're nailing the Bert.
I got the first name. Right.
I mean, you do have a 50-50 shot, so let's not give you too much fucking credit.
I couldn't tell you his last name.
Burt Ward. I dated a girl. This is actually the girl I'm technically still dating who had a crush on Burt Ward.
See, my brain was going like, Burt McClanahan. No, no relation to Rue.
I'll have you know that today, this probably should have been my intro story. Today, Nikki and I did the Golden Girls to our cats parallel.
Yes.
So it was a productive day. Number five, Tyler, manufactured over 197 products for facial, body, skin, lip care, hair care, baby care, men's grooming, and outdoor remedies. Lip care. Focus on that.
Oh, Burt's Bees.
Burt's Bees.
Okay.
Good. Number six, Tyler. One of the most popular sweets in the wizarding world. Burt or a Mark?
Sweets in the wizarding world.
It's one of the most popular sweets.
Jelly beans.
I feel like you're onto something there.
Bertrand's jelly beans.
They have every flavor bean.
Mm-hmm. Birdie Bots.
There you go.
Okay. I had to dig deep for that one.
That's one of the only things I remember from that movie. Is how amazing it would be if I could have a jelly bean that tasted like anything. It really, that captivated my imagination.
I've never tried the gross ones. I've heard it's a fun time to have people over and try all the really gross, like vomit and snot jelly beans.
You could save a lot of time and money and just cut
eat
out
vomit and I mean, snot.
You could just put random stuff in a bag and be like, inhale.
Eat it.
Number seven, Tyler.
What's this one? Scabs. It's my scab.
This is a good one. I got to give Nikki a lot of credit. She helped me out with this one. So number seven, started with Bliss and ended up raising the bar. Do you need a hint?
Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Nice. Up top, man. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't care if you get all the other questions wrong, you ace this quiz.
I had to think, Bliss, what? I don't feel like I know of his Miss Bliss. Mark Paul Gosselaar.
And apparently he's got a new show called Raising the Bar. So.
Oh, him and...
Ted Danson, start a bar called Cheers.
I'd watch it.
I don't know. I would totally watch it. And Screech comes in with Cliff. That is a good mashup that needs to happen. All right. Number eight. Are you Sugar Ray?
Mark.
Correct answer was Who Wants to Know. I'm sorry. Number nine. Mark McGrath.
Mark McGrath. Thank you.
Number nine. Appeared on television for the first time in 1969. Performed by Frank Oz.
Burt Bacharach.
Frank Oz is a puppeteer who also did Yoda. Do you have another guess?
Just Burt.
Burt. Just Burt. Correct. Number 10, the last question, was played by Jesse Eisenberg in 2010.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Correct. Or as I like to call that movie, Berg Rush. You did pretty good. I wasn't keeping track, so we'll just... I mean, you nailed the Saved by the Bell shit, so 100%.
I knew first names. I didn't know hardly any last names.
I would have failed that quiz.
That was
so
good. That
it
was
makes
good.
You feel
like
any better. That was a very good job. Okay, Tyler. Mm. I've had a lot of fun asking you a lot of questions and talking about the Temptations and fried shrimp tempura. I'm kind of hungry now. I'd like to end this show so we can go get those burritos we talked about from the Burrito Shack. Thank you, Burrito Shack, for your generous contribution to today's episode.
It's just a shed where we go eat burritos.
There is a porch.
Oh, shit. Call Josh.
Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
If you were to give this game a kind of beard that shows the world how you feel about it, what kind of beard would that be?
There's a D&D monster.
There is.
It's able to retract its face where you just see its skin.
Yeah.
So I would give this a... To fit with like the creepy, disturbing vibe, this is a beard made of skin that hangs loosely off your face and you can retract the beard.
Oh my God, that is disturbing as fuck.
It just looks like flesh socks that then come up to show the rest of your face.
I apologize to you, by the way, for the amount of vulgarity I've got in me today. This AeroPress coffee that you made for me before the show has really got me. Yeah. I believe the kids call it hype. So I just can't control all my fucks and shits today.
So that's my personal endorsement. If you like strong coffee, AeroPress is a good one.
Oh, my God. If you want to swear a lot, drink this.
Kyle, I love Kyle Searles of Zombies Ate Your Neighbors fame. I've never seen him swear or be more vulgar in the entire time I have known him than the
Until
I punched him and
Man, I don't understand. He got really mad.
Till the one time I saw him drink a 5-hour energy. Oh, the shit that came out of his mouth after a 5-hour energy. His girlfriend was so ashamed because she had to leave.
All right. Next time we have Kyle on the show, we need a 5-hour energy.
AeroPress and 5-hour energies all around.
We need 20-hour energy. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
If you were to give this game, I don't know, a pair of glasses, mm-hmm. what kind of glasses would you give it?
So since I was playing Arkham City, the first time you meet the Penguin, I noticed his monocle looks stranger than I'm used to. I'm used to animated series Penguin.
Okay.
But in the game, apparently this is what actually happens to Penguin. His monocle looks like it's a Coke bottle that has just been crammed into his face, so it's encapsulating his eye.
What do you mean this has actually happened to Penguin?
Well, this is canon as opposed to anything else that I've seen. Is like it? Actual Batman canon.
I don't know much about Penguin, to be perfectly honest with you.
I believe I was playing through this with Jacob of Wolffighting fame. Yeah. I think it was him who said, that's a nice touch, because apparently that's Penguin's actual monocle is, I forget, maybe it was Joker that took a cracked bottle and just jammed it in his face. So the end of the Coke bottle is permanently stuck there and looks like a monocle.
Yeah, I think Penguin just is a shitty villain. So yeah. I'm never interested in Penguin at all.
Danny DeVito Penguin?
That might be why.
Yeah.
I don't like the Penguin. I like the Penguin in the 66 Batman. But man, Danny DeVito Penguin was just, he had penguins rockets strapped on their backs. On one hand, that's really cool, but on the other hand, that's a little monster party for me, you know?
So I give it Penguin's Coke bottle monocle.
That's pretty gruesome.
Yep.
Fitting. Tyler?
That's all I got.
Some people called us.
Yeah.
I realized that we're going a little long, so we were going to play all of them. Maybe we should only play a couple.
We'll just play some of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to play the one?
Let's save that.
Okay.
Let's save the one.
Someone out there knows what we're talking about. someone out there who may or may not have gotten on Craigslist knows what we're talking about. And just to piss you off, we're not going to play it.
We will play it eventually when we have more time to dedicate to this person's brilliant idea.
We're just going
to
make the whole episode about it. I'm going to play then the earliest one that we got. Okay.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Exalted Lord Mike of Purdue with this week's Would You Rather. This week's Would You Rather is video game related.
Good.
I'm going to go ahead and get to this week's Would You Rather. I'm going to relate back to Turtles in Time.
Good game.
That was the episode I just got to listen to. Would you rather go way back in time and meet your ancestors, say, you know, 1800s, 1700s, or would you rather go into the future and meet your great-grandchildren, 2200s, 2800s, or, you know, whatever works better for you? I'm definitely going to go with the future, especially being the nerd, techie kind of person. It would be awesome to go into the future and see what kind of a technological advances have been made. Plus, Back to the Future 2 is my favorite movie, and I always want to go get a hoverboard on
North Carolina.
I geeked out a little bit when you guys were talking about that. So, yeah, definitely going to say the future. Can't wait to hear what everybody else has to say. Look forward to talking to you guys soon. Keep up the good work. Peace.
Two things came out of North Carolina. Hoverboards and Burt's Bees. Yeah, I learned a lot about Burt's Bees putting that quiz together. Bet you didn't know that about me, Tyler.
Nope.
What you going to go with?
I'm actually really genuinely interested in my genealogy. Like, I really want to know more about that. My grandmother she was the second youngest of 13 kids.
That's a big family.
I'm really interested, like, all of my other great aunts and uncles from that whole line. Like, I want to know who their kids are, and I'm really interested in where I came from. So I would definitely go back to the past.
You're essentially related to everyone in Western Kentucky based on the size of your family. So it's probably good that you married someone who's not from this area originally.
Right. Yep.
Otherwise, the
keep that gene pool safe.
Yeah, the child you're about to have might come out a little interesting.
She passed her harmony test, which I'm I like. It's Meg
the
was
harmony
very
test?
Harmony test.
The
they
dating
can,
is that the dating site?
Yeah, they interview her. No, they took some of Meg's blood, and from that were able to pull out Parker Rose's blood and then test it for any abnormalities. So they were able to pull her genes out of Meg's genes and test them, make sure everything was okay. Okay.
But I'm glad.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be talking about it.
I was about to say, what do you do when they're like, they just look at the test results and just look at you and shake their head? Like, what do you do at that point?
Like if you're a liberal or a conservative.
Make a very difficult decision.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Listeners, call in. Let us know what you would do.
Oh, man.
We're going to take a new political.
Man.
We're going to do an all politics and religion show. If I had the choice of going into the future or going in the past, I would take all of my money and go into the past. And I would go to the bank beforehand and be like, give me like the oldest bills you got. Or I'd go to a pawn shop and just get old money and then go back in time, give it to one of my ancestors and be like, put this in the bank. Or I'd just go and do it in their name. And they'd be like, everyone looks the same. You can tell, like, I'm their descendant. So I'm sure I look exactly like them. If we're using Back to the Future logic.
That's true.
I should look exactly like my,
no difference
my
whatsoever.
Descendants and my ancestors. I'll just put on a little mustache with a curl on it and be like, yes.
Give you a bowler hat, you're fine.
Exactly.
No problem.
I am Robert Moore, and I would like to make a deposit of $1,000. And then just go back. Then go to the future, go to the bank, and be like, where's my money? And they're like,
So Fry style. You just have
exactly
87 cents in the bank. You wait a million years.
And they're like, sir, I'm sorry. The American government is no more. So you lost that $1,000. By the way, you're stuck here.
See, it reminds me, now I'm just calling back to the Street Fighter movie to where M. Bison promises millions of dollars to DJ. He opens it up and it's M. Bison dollars.
DJ Tanner.
DJ Tanner.
Or DJ Connor. Which one?
DJ Tanner. I don't think
you're
DJ Connor, I don't think Connor has any applicable skills M. Bison could use.
Except, I haven't mentioned this yet, Mark in Monster Party looks exactly like DJ Connor.
He does.
DJ Connor. And when he crawls, he does this like humping motion, which totally looks like, I mean, that's how I imagine DJ Connor crawling. Is he just humps. He just humps his way across the
ground.
Yeah,
he doesn't use his arms. He just uses the...
He just puts his
the
butt,
middle of his body, puts his butt up, and just wiggles across.
So that's how I'd like to tie this show up, Tyler.
Okay.
In memory of, if this were a movie, right before the credits roll, we would say, in memory of DJ Connor. The actor's still alive, but his character, of course, is dead.
His career is gone. You haven't seen him in anything else.
Do you want to play another call? We're kind of long right now.
And we do one more. Let's do one more.
Oh, all right. I'm feeling feisty.
We were short last week. We didn't have an hour. We can go a little over.
Okay. Fine. Cool. You realize we can't thank people again this week, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, Ted Pog. This is my first call, and I just started listening to your show, and I realized that I have a show also called Two Dudes in a Nest. We totally ganked one of your show ideas, and I didn't even realize it. We do a achievement thing, kind of like you do, and I'm totally sorry. You guys have been around a lot longer than we have. But anyways, I love your show, and that's all I wanted to say. I'll call in again sometime. See you guys.
Thank you for calling in. Which one are you? I listen to your show.
Thank you, one dude.
Yeah, thank you, one dude. We appreciate it. Are you the bad dude or are you the good dude? Are you both bad dudes?
You
better both be bad dudes or I'm going to stop listening to your show. Thanks for calling in. I'm really glad that you listen because I listen to your show and I think it's really good. I noticed that you plugged your show in this call. So if you could plug our show on yours, that would be great.
Yep. Hey, they got us our 200th like on Facebook, so...
That is true. That is true. I appreciate it. But seriously, mention us on your show, please, because you guys are doing a lot better than we did when we were like 20 episodes in, so full disclosure. They keep it clean, Tyler, which I respect but cannot do.
Yep.
I think I would be miserable doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know I would be miserable doing that. You could probably swing it.
Well, doing... because I just did an episode of Alan Applegate's Top 10 podcast.
Yeah.
And it is also clean. So every time I was like opening my mouth for some shit to come out, just.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's his show's going up. What? Today?
Monday. So yeah, today.
Yeah.
Today on Monday. This day that is today.
Yeah. So we'll have a link to that in the show notes. And let's go ahead and put a link to Two Dudes in an S in there as well. Mm-hmm. In case everyone listening out there is starved for content, which if they listen to our show, I know they are starved for content because they've reached the bottom.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Meg called me today. She's Meg's been on a trip all. Meg's 2 for 6. She called me today.
With fan fiction.
She said, I could tell you've read that outro so many times, you're getting tired of it. So
really?
So you need to slow it down because apparently I'm just like mush-mouthing it the whole way through.
You know, I wasn't going to say anything because I don't want to like turn you off to doing the show. But I mean, yeah, somewhere in the iTunes, yeah, so I can see it. Otherwise, I think you're fine. Just slow down that one segment.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Oh, God, this is excruciating.
You can find the show on iTunes or Stitcher.
Okay.
So you don't miss the next episode.
That's, wow.
We'll be talking about IGN's 37th ranked game. 36, 37, a number.
Please don't ask me that question.
NBA Jam.
From downtown.
From down. Boom. Shakalaka. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe. Give the show a 5-star rating and write a review. There's a game you want us to do, include it in your review, and we'll get to it
eventually.
This episode is proof of that.
Yeah, but don't ask us to do Monster Party because we're not going to do it again. That'd be great. That would be great if someone asked us to do Monster Party.
Just like 10 more reviews. I'll ask you for 10 episodes of Monster Party.
Do 10 episodes of it? I would do it. I'm in. I'm in. If anyone wants to be a smartass, go for it. Is it my turn? Wow. I was just kind of sitting here with my hand on my chin just listening to you. It sounded good.
Should we do an Ira Glass thing?
What?
Do an Ira Glass thing.
Oh, I thought you said hourglass.
See, I was talking too fast again.
I was like, yeah, sure. We could turn an hourglass over and you could
see if I could just ramble through it.
I think next episode you should just go as fast as humanly possible. Both of us. We'll both do it as a challenge.
Or you go super slow, I'll go super fast. It'll even out to our normal time.
Like Tyler said, thank you for listening. We will be back next week, or actually sooner than that, talking about NBA Jam. In the meantime, if you can't get enough Tadpog goodness, you can always find us on tadpog.com until we stop paying the hosting bill. That's where the show notes live. Mm-hmm. You're going to see all kinds of interesting links, I'm sure. I'm not sure if we talked about a lot that we can link, so we'll probably just have a lot of line trap gifs in there?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll commit to that. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/tadpog. There are, Tyler, a lot of cool people on there doing a lot of cool shit, submitting art. And talking to us. I personally haven't been on Facebook in like 4 days, so I don't know what has been going on. Hopefully Facebook is still there. Can you confirm?
As of this morning, it was still there.
It survived the Berg Rush?
Yep.
Okay, good. You can also find us on Twitter. We are at @tadpog_podcast. I realize that it's cumbersome, but if you would just take the time to look, we will notify you when an episode is up because that's pretty much all we do except for retweet on there. Because let's face it, we don't have a lot of time. Mm. We spend out of like a 40-hour work week, I'd say we probably put 80 into doing Tadpog. Mm-hmm. This is really putting a lot of financial strain on all of our families, our extended families, our ancestors, our descendants. They're all feeling the shock.
They're all feeling it.
So you're welcome, internet. Also, I mentioned that we haven't thanked anybody in a very long time. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very sorry for that, but we've been trying to keep the show a little shorter.
The All Thanks show is coming up.
Oh God, it's going to be long. So if you are liking us on Facebook, if you are retweeting us, thank you very, very much. We do appreciate it. We appreciate the 5-star reviews just a little bit more. Just going to throw that out there. Also, Blake promised us 1 million likes and we're at 200, so you might want to speed it up a little bit. He's totally not listening.
Mm-hmm. Nope. He's totally not listening. Not until next time he comes in.
Until
like
next
in a
Blake
year.
Episode. Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, hi, future Blake. Hope your drive's going well. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
If someone wants to call us, they can.
Yes.
We've got a backlog of calls, but that's okay. Call us. Love it. You can reach us at 270-883-2555. Tyler. I like leading sentences with that.
I know.
Thank you for this coffee, by the way. If we could make this like a regular thing, I feel like our episodes are going to be much more manic.
We can do it. People like coffeed up Dave.
People like altered Dave in general. It's kind of depressing that they like me altered in all kinds of different forms, but they really don't like the real me.
That's also how Nicole of Bomberman 2 fame feels.
So, Nicole, I'm with you. At least people like you when you're regular. I feel like I'm tolerated when I'm regular. Get a little coffee in me, get a little alcohol in me. We're good to go. But Tyler, our intro song is Moves by Sycamore Drive.
Sycamore Drive.
A link to that track can be found in the show notes at tadpog.com. Until next time.
Tropical Capricorn.
Wow, we were on it, man. We were like a barbershop duet. I've got a touch. I wouldn't say I'm psionic. I got a touch of ESP.
Precog.
I'm an Esper.